98.1 KZE. MK with you, 4 o'clock on your Wednesday. As is tradition, it is Friends Day, and we have some friends in the studio. A very special edition of Friends Day today. I am delighted to welcome, from the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network, Stephanie Crystal.
Hello, and thank you for having us here today, MK.
My pleasure. And Madeline Peyrou, who is playing this Saturday as part of the benefit concert for UIDN. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, MK. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is funny. We were speaking not that long ago over the phone. I think you were at Mahawi. How was that show?
Fantastic. Yeah. I don't recall now.
It's all a blur.
I'm sorry.
Well, delighted.
I hope it was good.
Delighted to have you both in the studio. And this is a really amazing cause. Stephanie, we were just talking off mic a little bit about some of the things that UIDN does. But for the uninitiated, will you give us just kind of a little rundown of the organization?
Sure. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We've been around since 2017. And our mission is to create a network of welcome, safety, and support for our immigrant friends and neighbors.
Yeah. The Hudson Valley has always been a very vibrant immigrant community, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And we want to celebrate, you know, all the different cultures that have settled here. And, you know, these are our friends and our neighbors. And, you know, we love the diversity in our communities, and the fact that, you know, some of the cities within Ulster County are sanctuary cities. We're very grateful for that.
Yeah. And you guys, I believe, are based in Kingston, which is a sanctuary city.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So obviously, you know, don't have to, you know, dance around the elephant in the room. These are really scary times to be an immigrant in America. And I can't think of a more important moment to raise money for an organization like yours than now. So Saturday, you're throwing an amazing benefit concert with some really cool people. Madeline, how did you get involved with this event?
Well, I called Stephanie Crystal back in, I think it was January, around the inauguration. And I just said, I'd like to get involved. And I see all of these volunteer opportunities. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I can't be very helpful, but I know how to. And Stephanie said, well, what do you know how to do? And I said, well, not much, but I can do a concert. And she said, then we're going to put on a benefit concert and we can raise some money. And I said, well, I happen to know that there are more and more people that are talented in the music business that have been moving into the city of Kingston. And that, of course, there's already always been a big, vibrant musical community up here. And I said, let me see if I can get some people together. And that was 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I've been on the road and everybody's been working ever since. But it just started snowballing. I mean, it started with Gail Ann Dorsey. I called her and she immediately said yes. And then I spoke with Rebecca Martin, who's a singer-songwriter who's that I've known for decades. Turns out she lives in Kingston, and I didn't know that she lived around the corner.
Yeah.
Her husband, Larry Grenadier, who is a monster jazz bass player, you know, top 10, he's right there. He'll be coming to play. And then Rebecca suggested Claire and Olivia Manchon, who are composers, and they scored, for example, the Netflix TV show Emily in Paris.
So cool.
And a bunch of of other things. And before that, they had a band called Claire and the Reasons. They're multi-instrumentalists and singer-songwriters as well as composers. They're going to be doing their own stuff, and we're going to collaborate. So then Joan Osborne called like just 2 weeks ago, and she said, hey, I hear there's something going on here. Are you guys, you know, is it happening? And and Stephanie said, hurry up. But so I really, really hope that we can get the message out that, you know, not only are we raising money, and of course that it's also important to mention that it's 100% of the proceeds are going straight into UIDN from the ticket sales. There's no money exchanging hands, actually. Mm-hmm. So everyone from Pastor Rob at the Old Dutch Church to all of the audio engineers and the backline that's being provided by Radio mm-hmm. Kingston to the food that's being sold in the hall. And then Pastor Rob said he's going to serve the beer and wine wearing his collar on the sacred where they keep the wine, the sacred wine.
That's my kind of church.
I mean, everyone is 1,000%.
Yeah. He has a sign that's going to be up that says donations for the poor, P-O-U-R.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Right. And and really, so it's not only are we raising money, but we're actually also just reminding each other that we are friends and neighbors as well.
Yeah.
And that we gather to help friends and neighbors when they are in need.
Yeah.
And right now it's it's your friend and your neighbor who's in need, and it's my friend and my neighbor, and that, you know, I just think it's a very natural response and not complex and not, you know, but it's worth recognizing, as you say, that this is it's scary. People are afraid, and people from every sort of group of society is probably feeling fear of some kind, fear of other people, perhaps, which I think, you know, gathering as musicians do anyway, that's one thing that musicians, I think, understand from the experience, is that when you play music and people just come and stop and listen, when you're on the street, for example, and they're not being forced to listen, there is just the most precious truth that is evident in that, which is we are always connected that way.
Yeah.
And it's good feeling. It's a good feeling on every side of that circle.
Yeah, absolutely. We are talking about the benefit concert, if you're just joining us, for the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network that is taking place this Saturday at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. And as you just heard, 100% of proceeds go to UIDN. And, you know, we're talking about things like legal fees. We're talking about literally supporting families whose, you know, prime wage earners have been kidnapped, essentially, and you know, they need support. These are our neighbors, these are our friends, and I'm so happy that this is happening. And I'm delighted that you're both here to talk about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of the money will go for food and rent assistance, mm-hmm. Because of the risk of exposure, a lot of people are not, you know, going to their jobs. And the primary earners, as you have said, you know, have been removed in some cases. And, you know, we're just trying to continue our regular programs, but the number in need keeps growing. And most importantly, we're trying to help people sort through their deportation-related cases. And sadly, we're helping people to make family prep, plans such as temporary guardianship for their children, which no parent should ever have to do.
Yeah, so. Yeah, should have to think about. But you know, it's amazing that you guys are there to help them do it. And you know, as I was saying, it's wonderful that this was an organization that had already existed because of the wonderful immigrant community in Ulster County. So I'm grateful that you're here to step up and help folks. I'm sure you are exhausted. We're grateful and, you know, throwing a concert, what a wonderful, positive way to earn money for an amazing cause. And, as we said, there's what a lineup, and all of you just, I love that you all just like called and were like, hey, can I be on this concert?
It's really, and we've arranged it so that there's a lot of solo performances at the beginning of the night, and then everybody gathers and we all play music together.
Oh, fantastic.
By the end.
Yeah.
And of course, there's going to be a sing-along because Pete Seeger and everybody else says it's not a concert without a sing-along.
And I mean, what a place to do that. The Old Dutch Church, the sound in there, the acoustics, it's
beautiful.
It's going to be a very moving experience.
And for those of us also, you know, just working on the ground with our friends and neighbors in the community, having us all come together and the music that creates that upliftment.
We
just
celebrate
replenishes
your work,
the reservoir, and you know, so it's an important thing for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie, for making this happen.
Because
I kept saying, so Stephanie,
we're a good team.
What are we doing? And Stephanie's like, well, I've done this before. It's going to be fine.
Don't worry.
Next thing I know, Pastor Rob is like,
I'll
serve the beer on that. I was thinking of doing a song for you, and I don't want to sing the same one at every radio station. I think I'll do something else. So it's not something that I'll definitely perform on Saturday night. But I thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice to think of Utopia for a moment? Billie Holiday style, you know. She's famous for saying, you've got to have something to eat and a little love in your life before you can sit still for any damn body sermon on how to behave.
Amen. And women.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. Yes, in a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do the wrong. But we're spending each day winding our way along. And when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. So you can all do your betting, because we'll be getting some fun out of
Madeline Peyrou live in the studio on 98.1 KZE. I think you may be my most famous Friends Day friend ever.
Oh, well, thank you for the honor, my new friend. MK.
Yeah, thank you both for being here. Stephanie Crystal from the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network. Where can folks go to buy tickets?
If you go to our website, UlsterImmigrantDefenseNetwork.org, and go to our events page, just click on the link and it'll send you to the ticket link.
And you can also get it at olddutchchurch.org events page.
Great.
Events
awesome.
Page. Or presumably walk up the night of the event. I would say buy early just
buy
to be on
advance,
the safe side.
But if you can't, just come. And doors open at 6, shows at 7.
And drink a beer served by a priest.
And great pupusas and Bjorn corn.
Ooh, delicious. Thank you both so much. This has been a delight.
You too.
We've got your community bulletin board, and when we return, Trigger Hippie.